a one, a two, a one, two, three, four. When comedy is done musically, it needs a worthy a disc jockey. 'Cause we'd be cheesed if we got Rick D's on repeat every week since the 1980s. And he's no John Cleese. But who should be the DJ? He'd need a pedigree, preferably. He'd be scholarly, in music a theory, with a tendency to go tee-hee. Singing.
A la-dee-dee, a one, two, three. He's Barry, he's Dr. D.
In all the keys, that's
A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. He's Barry, he's Dr. D.
Is this devotee of Jimmy Durante with his degree in ethnomusicology some freak for geeky parodies?
No, it's Barry, he's Dr. D.
Is this song silly? May we see?
Certainly, it's for Barry, he's Dr. D.
He's played my idiocy since 2003.
Merci, Barry, you're Dr. D.
Actually, since 2001, but that doesn't rhyme. We love this broadcast deity. He knows what's exemplary and what's debris. His work will live eternally.
Thanks, Barry, you're Dr. D.
You introduced me to George Carlin.
Most definitely.
And the Smothers Brothers and Richard Pryor.
Unmistakably.
And Judy Tenuta and Sulu.
Unequivocally.
And Tim Cavanaugh and Barnes and Barnes.
Indubitably.
And what's his name? You know, with all the hair.
Unquestionably.
Oh, yeah, Weird Al Yankovic.
Get a colonoscopy.
Every 10 years.
You're Barry, you're Dr. D.
The end. 'Cause
every Sunday night we hear you say, Dementoids and Dementites, remember to
stay demented.
We love you, Dr. D.
Okay, that's really the end.